Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Dr. Caroline Walrad. I'm a doctor of homeopathic philosophy. And today we're going to be talking about your dreams, and especially those who have dreams of flying. Now, dreams will always lead a homeopath to a certain homeopathic remedy. We care about your dreams. So some people don't dream, and some people do dream, and some have pleasant, and some have unpleasant. But for those that remember their dreams, these nighttime videos may have a theme. And some of the themes that are disturbing might be themes of falling and continually falling and not really landing. There's all kinds of falling dreams. They may be frightful and fearful of something, and we care about what you're fearful and frightful of. There's themes of fighting. Maybe that is a theme of the dreams the person comes in with or you have. Misfortune, always having something bad happen or worrying about something bad happen. The ones being on a journey are a lot of fun to listen to because they're always on a journey or going somewhere. How about the dream of robbers or being robbed or trying to be broken into your home? Now, the theme, it happens on a regular basis in your dreams, and that is something that a homeopath, when we're taking an intake, cares about. Now, in the following book called A Repertory, it's called A Homeopathic Repertory. The one I would like to speak about is the one by Robin Murphy. He's a naturopath, called The Homeopathic Medical Repertory. There are many, but I would like to cite this one. And in his book, there are 19 full pages just on dreams, what you're dreaming about, how you're dreaming about them, when you dream about them. And it's very specific. And that leads us to a certain remedy. Now, if this is your theme of flying or you're interested, just keep going because we got a great audio ahead for you. Now, these two remedies in Robin Murphy's book that have dreams of flying on a regular basis are two that I'd like to share with you. One is APIS, A-P-I-S, and one is phosphorus with a P-H-O-S. And these two remedies have been chosen from the remedy list because they're really available over the health food counter and you can get them. And when the homeopathic remedy is taken under the tongue at bedtime, actually the dreams of flying may be more balanced and less concerning, and they can leave the dreamers much more peaceful. There's another book that homeopaths use, or you can purchase yourself, and it's called A Materia Medica, of which there are many. The one I'd like to share with you today is from the book by Roger Morrison. He's an MD, and it's entitled The Desktop Guide to Keynotes and Confirmatory Symptoms. Now, Dr. Morrison says the following about these two what we call polycrests. By the way, a polycrest is a remedy, is termed a polycrest remedy, when it really fits a lot of people in our society. It fits a lot of people actually around the world. So a good portion of the human race may need one of these two remedies. There's actually a lot of polycrests, but these two about flying were chosen because they fit a large group of people and the symptoms match. So we need to match these symptoms. Are you ready? Okay, the first one is APIS. These are for people, and I'll go slowly. These are for people who are really active, vital, and busy. They're on the go. They love exercise, and they actually feel so much better from exercise. They have a fairly strong family orientation. Now, they can be jealous. They can be jealous of different things, but they feel better from cold applications and cooler bath. You know, sometimes people say, well, put something hot on a muscle or cold. They actually feel better, and they do better with cold applications. Homeopathic remedies have their preference. And they actually are worse. What I mean by worse by 3 o'clock is at 3 o'clock they're ready to take a nap, or they're ready to just quit work, or they're ready to lay down. They just need a break. So 3 o'clock is not their best hour. But they feel worse from heat. And as we mentioned, they like cold. So that's important. They don't do well with a lot of heat. And they're not thirsty. But if I ever ask an APIS client, a person who I think might need APIS for a remedy. They generally say they drink a lot of water, but you'll find that they don't drink quite as much as other people do or should do. And they're not necessarily thirsty. They're making themselves drink. They have a swelling around the eyes sometimes, and sometimes they're also awkward. They drop things. There's a lot more characteristics which you can look up, but these are the main, what we call keynotes, the main ideas of a remedy. Now, the most important symptom for someone needing APIS is going to be swelling or edema. You'll see swelling either at the ankle or under the eye or in the wrist or someplace there's swelling. Okay, are you ready for the second one? Well, the second one is phosphorus. And a phosphorus person, now, us homeopaths are a little bit silly. Oh, we're wonderful, but we're just a little silly because we call people by the remedy name they need. Well, we go, oh, well, I think he's a phosphorus person. And so what that means is that they have mental, emotional, and physical characteristics. We've noticed them, and then we call them by the name of the remedy, homeopathic remedy, that would really help balance them and make them feel so much better. So a phosphorus person, I'll be a homeopath now, is bright, open, excitable, suggestible, and anxious. Now, I'm going to go through this in a second, give you a picture. If phosphorus is used, and it's one of the minerals or elements in a match, and when you strike a match, it's very bright. It just lights up. That's the goal of it. It's not just the heat, it's the light. And a phosphorus person is light. They're bright. They walk into a room and they're smiling. They're open. They're ready to be a friend. They're not suspicious, and that is really part of who they are. They may be a little shy, but they're actually very bright. You'll notice that about them. They can have anxiety when alone, and they actually feel a lot better in company. One of their fears, which includes being alone, can be also the fear of the dark. They're not real crazy about death. I mean, not many of us are, but phosphorus is more concerned about how they die. Deep waters and thunderstorms. So all of these things are darkness. There are things that don't have bright light. So in their bright light, they feel safe. But when there's a darkness or deep something they can't see, they feel a little anxious. They're very sympathetic. Oh, they are wonderful, sympathetic people. They care. And they have a very big open heart as well as being open as a personality. They may have even a little clairvoyance, which may be out of compensation for knowing what's beyond what they can't see. They feel worse from lying on their left side of their body. So if they were to be in bed, you would not find them lying on their left side for sleep. They feel much better when they sleep on their right side or laying down on their right side. They feel a lot better from eating, like most of us do. However, phosphorus does tend to like to eat less more often, every couple, 3 hours, and lightly. They feel really good. They love that fish and cold and ice cream and those types of things, cold drinks, and they love their sleep, and they actually sleep quite well. Actually, a phosphorus person, a person needing phosphorus, can live a very long time. They have a great way of compensating, but they're usually easily dehydrated, so water is important, and they drink it cold. So if one of these two fit, and you have dreams of flying, or somebody else fits these remedy types or these pictures that I just gave you, it's really best to take a look further online and do some research on these two remedies, APIS and phosphorus. You'll want most of these symptoms to match. In homeopathy, we want at least 3 or 4 symptoms, major symptoms, to be right before you even do a small remedy. And all smaller potencies are available in the health food store. So please enjoy it. I mean, if there's a match, you will enjoy, someone else that you know will feel the relief of the remedy can give, and really not just for the dreams. They're going to feel stress release and a great deal of overall health improvement and just from taking the remedy because it fit. Thank you so much. I look forward to our next session. And if you would like classes, they're available online. I think you'll enjoy them. God bless.